So hi folks, hello once again, and you're very welcome along to another programme, to another edition of Down Your Way. I'm in the beautiful village this week of Ballycommon, just outside Nina. Yeah, what's going on here? It's of course a Tipperary Flat 23, absolutely fantastic. I'm here with your Art Gjurhor. How are you doing, Laura Samarico?
I'm doing very well, and I agree with you, it's a beautiful village, and from the moment you arrive in here, it is like stepping back into the real Ireland again. There's that great friendship, no matter who you meet here. And then, of course, inside at the opening of the flat, it was just packed in there, really packed. Yeah.
It goes back a long way to 1951.
It does indeed. And I often think of the small group who came together in Mullingar to establish Coltis, because there were difficult times. There was mass emigration from Ireland at the time. And yet that small group felt if we don't do something about the music and the song and the dance, there's a great danger that it would just be sidelined. But ever since then, great people have come on board. And particularly here in Tipperary, we had a president from Capa White, Sylvester McConvick, Clareman. He was one of the early architects of Coltis. But there are so many names and so many people. And every time that they had a meeting, they were pushing out the boat as well, you know.
Last year, you lost your good friend in Cashel.
Asher Donica O'Caneda was a cultural patriot, you know. He gave all his time. He absolutely loved the culture of Ireland. In fact, he loved Ireland. And every opportunity he got, he was encouraging people to participate. He was one of the iconic people in Coltis Cultori Éireann. He was known not just all over the country. He was known outside of the country as well. And he has left a huge vacuum. But at the same time, he has left a huge legacy.
Absolutely.
As well,
yeah. As Nora Butler has as well.
Yeah, which was very sad. Nora passed on during COVID, and we were in Dublin, Una and myself at the time, and all we could do was send a message down, which was read at the funeral. But that broke our hearts, because she had been involved with us in Brubaru all down through the years. She had virtually travelled the world with us, and even up to the last days she was on the phone speaking to Una. We never foresaw that happening. And she really was loved. She was loved everywhere, yeah.
We just did a number of programs with her over the years, and she was just a joy. She's always there, willing, and you know, and so sad to be even thinking about it tonight.
Well, she was great fun always, and she was always had good jokes and that. But she was a unique singer, and she has a really fantastic repertoire of songs. She had the great Tipperary songs, but many other songs. But she was the kind of person, she couldn't say no to anyone. They'd be inviting her to events all over the country, and she would drive and drive back. And together with Pat Swan, her husband, they were a dynamic duo. And I recall up until the very last time of the Brubaru shows, she was still with us, and Pat would come along as well. But yes, she was a wonderful person, great sense of humour, but also she inspired a lot of young singers, and she helped them and she guided them along the right lines when it came to tradition, yeah.
Notice here tonight that many young people here with their accordions and all their bits and pieces.
I think this is the big story, the big success story, really. There'll be 25,000 young people compete at the FLAS throughout the country to qualify for the All-Ireland. And again, back in 1951, there'd be a small number of musicians here and there. But now it's the young people have taken this over. The standards are outstanding. The network that they have created among themselves are able to communicate with their pals in America and Britain and every place else. But there is no story in the world like the resurgence that came into the world of Irish traditional music. It's not to be found anywhere. You know.
Yeah, no matter where you go in the world, if you pull out a tin whistle or whatever, you're very welcome.
The door is always open. I say that to young people all the time. If they have to go on a visit or go working later on, because the music is loved so much abroad, we now, Coltis, are now operating in 21 countries. And you know, we're in Argentina and we're in Chile and we're in Moscow and we're different places now. We have branches in 21 countries. So if young musicians go abroad into any of those countries, they'll be so welcomed by the people out there who have embraced that music. They're not all Irish either, you know. Like, we have a young piper now coming to the All-Ireland. Kind of Flower from Argentina this year to get an award, Pamela Schweblin, and she's teaching the music out there. This is happening everywhere.
Absolutely. As I say, we're here in Ballycommon, a unique little village, isn't it?
I think Ballycommon. I made reference tonight to Charles J. Kickham's Knocking a Gow, and he was talking about doing things for the honour of the little village. And he had all these fictional characters like Matt the Thrasher, who was a great hurler, a great hero in the community, Ned Heffernan, who played the concert flute, and Barney Wattletoes, the dancer. You know, he captured it so well, but there was an air of that here in Ballycommon tonight. Well, you know, you kind of get a sense here of stepping back in time, and yet there is such a modern approach to business here as well. But inside tonight for the opening, you just got that atmosphere. You mightn't have got it in a city, but you certainly got it here tonight. And we had a branch of Coulters here many years ago, the Carrick branch. I remember the lady by the name of Betty Colleen and those involved. They were dedicated people. And I think in a lot of ways they have left a legacy here too.
Absolutely. Didn't you take over Ned Kelly and his group? Magnificent.
Ned is just, I referred to Ned tonight as Matt the Thrasher, the hero of Knocking a Gow. But if you look at A Tune for Life and what he has done in that orchestra, it's absolutely unique. And he's so self-effacing, takes it for granted, raising funds for charity. Isn't this what we need in the world today, where people maybe are under pressure, focused on survival, and yet you have volunteers like Ned and Barbara and people like that? They're just special people, really. Well, I was thinking of people tonight like Paddy O'Brien, the famous accordion playwright. Owen and myself toured America with him in a group in 1969. His daughter Eileen is still very active in the world of music. But Paddy and those people who came from that generation, they'd be so proud to see. And it wouldn't be there only for them. They sowed the seed for the harvest, if you like. They were the people who taught the music and who showed the world the standard of music that we had and the quality of the tunes and that. So the people like Paddy O'Brien and the thousands like him, they have done something special for Ireland, you know.
Wasn't it brilliant to see the great Jimmy DeMille getting an award tonight?
Ah, he was great, wasn't he? You know, his name at the moment is like a mantra among Irish traditional musicians. I know in Brubaru, the musicians there, on a particular night, they say, we're going now because we're going up to Jimmy the Mills, you know. He's famous. And he said to me, now, Ross, won't you come for a drink? And I said to Jim, I certainly will. Yeah. But he sang a song tonight. But he didn't just sing it. He acted it as well. He's a unique person in when it comes to singing. And, you know, somebody like him should maybe come out more and give a sense of the enjoyment and the fun that he gets from it. But he's an artist.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as you say, he does come out a little bit here and there, and he's always asked to join in the fun and the atmosphere, and well, he does it.
Yeah, well, I suppose he's the type of person, in a way, he waits till he's asked. Yeah. But I saw tonight when he came up to the microphone, he had the audience in the palm of his hands, there's no doubt about that. And many of them probably experienced his hospitality on that famous night a week in the pub. But again, you know, we watch all these people on television, great people, obviously, but the Jimmy the Mills of this world keep the wheels turning in a community as well. And it would be nice maybe if they were given a bit more acknowledgement, but I was delighted tonight he got an award of recognition. Yeah.
Have you enjoyed your life in your job as Ostjohor of Coulters?
Well, I've been in the position for over 50 years, and every minute of it has been a privilege and an enjoyment for me, because I have seen, first of all, I've seen the resurgence. I've seen what the music meant to people, even in the time of difficulty and tragedy. People rallied through the music as well. But I've also seen the young people. I know people were forecasting years ago that young people wouldn't take to the music. They have taken to it like duck to water, there's no question about it. And like they are, like when you're asking, did you enjoy doing something? I say I always enjoy when I'm certain that what you're doing is part of a living culture. And it's a living culture once it's embraced by young people. And those young people have a gift for life.
It's my pleasure to meet you here tonight.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And good luck with your programme, because you really get to the heart of the community.
Thank you very much. We're going to take a very fourth break. We're here in Ballycommon. We're back just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. I'm here in Ballycommon this week at Flack, you're to put on 23. Barbara Farrell, how are you doing, Barbara?
I'm doing great now after having a good night tonight. It's going very well so far.
You're chairperson of the group here in County Tipperary.
Yeah, I'm the Cathaoirleach of the County Board of Coltis. We have 12 branches throughout the county, and they're all doing great.
Absolutely.
And this weekend we're here in Ballycommon, as you said, for the FLA, and it's being hosted by Ballycommon branch, and they're doing a great job putting together all the bits and pieces for us.
So you had good fun putting it all together, had you?
Well, now, maybe fun isn't the word. We'll have the fun next week when it's finished. But we did a lot of hard work, all of us, over the last couple of months, putting it together. And we'll have fun tonight, and then we'll be back to hard work in the morning.
I remember a few years ago you had a County FLA in Ballinair.
That's right, we did. In 2019 we had one, and then a few years earlier we had two of them. And they were hosted by Ormond Branch in Nina, and they decided to keep the village atmosphere and have it in Ballinair rather than in Nina itself.
Okay.
And then we had the Munster FLA in Nina in 2015.
Absolutely, was there as well for that.
Yeah, you were. And we'll probably, next year, 2024, is Tipperary's turn to hold a Munster FLA again. Okay. So we'll be at it again next year. So
lovely. So there'll be lots of great music and stuff.
There'll be lots of great music and activity, and we'll have people from all over Munster with us next year.
How did you get involved in Kilters?
I got involved in it because my children got involved playing music, and I suppose when you're bringing the children places, you sort of are asked, will you do this or will you do that, and you end up getting roped in, and when you get roped into some things, it's hard to get out of them again. So,
absolutely.
And I enjoy the administration side of it, not being a musician myself.
Absolutely. The setting for tonight is just magic.
Oh, it is gorgeous. I mean, here we are, Ballycommon, sitting outside in blue skies. Lovely sunshine all day long, and we're hoping that if we have that lovely sunshine tomorrow again, people will be able to be out and about. Last year when we had our FLA in Cashel, it was again a beautiful weekend, lovely sunshine, and everybody was out and about around Brewbrew playing music, and hopefully we'll have the same here tomorrow now on Sunday.
Absolutely, because the accommodations are the big take, aren't they?
Oh sure, yeah absolutely, really they are now.
Yeah, and of course, to get judges. Where are all the judges come from for these competitions?
Judges are coming from, we have judges from Monaghan, from Dublin, from Clare, from Offaly. All judges out from outside Tipperary. Cork.
Okay.
And we've nobody from Kerry this year, but from all around we get from the adjudication panel.
Because, and then, of course, the job you have as well, make sure they're looked after well here and they're put up and all that kind of thing.
They're well looked after. Now, in Ballycommon, there's very little actual accommodation in the village itself, but just a couple of miles down the road in Dromineer, right on the lake, there's lovely lakeside cottages down there, so we have them all in accommodation down there, and they're probably all arriving now at this stage from now on tonight, so that they're here for us for tomorrow morning to get to work.
Okay. So you're expecting a huge crowd for the week ahead?
We are. We've had a few nights now already this week. We had a history and singing night last night, great crowds. On Wednesday night we had our Sculd Romeocht. It's one thing that we do in Tipperary that nobody else does in the country. We run a competition for the local primary schools for a little drama. Joseph McGowan was a big involved in drama back the years ago, and his son gave us a trophy. And we have this drama, and we had it over in the Muintern Tíre Hála on Wednesday night, and people couldn't get in. There were so many people coming to the competition. We had three great teams, and the local school put up 65 people on the stage, all children singing beautifully Oscailge and lovely music, and we had lovely drama as well. So it was a great night.
I was talking to Laura there a little while ago. Yeah, he's so impressive about the goodness of Kiltis.
Oh, he is. I mean, it's his life, really. And I suppose if the likes of himself and other people back in the day didn't go and fight for the Irish music, we may not have what we have today. And if you look inside, the number of people in there playing music, young children, young people, and they're all totally immersed in Irish music. And we have Laura to thank for a lot of that.
Absolutely. Well, look, we wish you well, and thanks for the invitation down to Ballycommon this evening.
No problem, and you're welcome, and we'll see you next year, wherever we are, having our Munster FLA and our Tipperary FLA as well. So
absolutely,
you're most welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
The award winners tonight for her lifetime achievement and all of that in Kyoto's Joan Byrne. You're very welcome to Down Your Way, all the way from Templemore.
Templemore, that's right, and thanks very much. It's a great honour and privilege to be here tonight. Yeah. A bit stunned and surprised at the award, but more than humble to accept it and grateful to be appreciated. It's not always somebody comes along and says you did a good job, but it's lovely to be honoured in such a way by such nice people.
Can you tell me what was the award for your lifetime achievement? Was it
in Kyoto's? It was. No, I'm not a member of Kyoto's, but it was in relation to taking Irish music, I suppose, to the broader stage and taking it abroad. And I'm involved in a twinning in Templemore. We have a very, very active twinning committee there, and I'm the liaison officer for the Italian twinning. So we're twinned with a little town called Potenza Picena, and they have a great love of Irish music. And at an early stage, when we first twinned, one of the babies of the twinning, I call it, was Irish music and Irish culture. And I took, along with some friends of mine, took a group of children to Italy to go to school there for a week, and they brought their friends back the following year. But when we were going to Italy, we decided, should we put on a little show? Shouldn't the Irish always put on a little show? So we do a little show, and we thought, Killian, you play the bagpipes. Martha, you play the bagpipes. You play the tin whistle. You're two lovely dancers. Should we put a little choir together as well and sing? So we put a half an hour show together, just the Jackie, Julie and myself, and we went over to do it for the school when we'd at some stage. And I said it to my compatriot in Italy that we'd do this. And we went to the school and we did it. And people just stood up and applauded and couldn't get enough of it. And next thing we were asked, will we go to the town hall to do the performance for the mayor? Well, we only planned to do it once, but on we went. And it took off from there. We were out every night doing this little show. And I began to realise children in Italy and in France and other countries, they don't have what we have. If you could bottle what we have, you'd be a millionaire to sell it, because they just don't have it in other countries. The love of the music and the culture. And they seem to love it. I'd say on the continent they love it. Certainly in my experience in France and Italy, they absolutely loved it. Then I met up with the orchestra, Nate Kelly, and we agreed to take a group. And we have had three trips to Italy. And overall, I think at this stage, I've taken over 150 different musicians to Italy and France over a period of 7 or 8 years.
What an achievement.
Absolutely,
yeah. Do you ever sit back and say, yeah, I did this?
No, not at all. It was never about, you know, doing it. It was the pleasure you get from doing it. Mm-hmm. Do you know, it's not everyone, I suppose, loves what they're doing. And this is all voluntary and we just get together. But I'm not a good dancer, I'm not a good singer, and I'm not a great musician. But I love Irish music and I love watching people enjoy it. And it's all about taking that to other countries where they don't have it, but you know, they appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Italy set up an Irish music festival in August. Through our going back and forth, they decided to have it. And I brought the Templemore Pipe Band and I brought the In Tune for Life. Now, when I say I mean the Templemore Twinning Committee.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's not all about Joan Byrne and what Joan does, but we took them out and we had one night, open air, 6,000 people came. To clap and to dance, and you had Teresa and myself and a couple of the other ladies, Margaret, out there doing the Siege of Venice and getting them up, teaching them to do the Siege of Venice.
Mm-hmm. A special night here for Tipperary tonight.
Isn't it wonderful? Mm-hmm. It is absolutely wonderful, and the weather couldn't be better. Let's hope it holds for the weekend.
Absolutely.
But Ned and Mike and the committee here have done such Trojan work. Mm-hmm. They really have. The place is looking spectacular. It's looking lovely, and you know, it's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Joan Byrne, congratulations on your award.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Absolutely. Nice talking to you. Thanks.
Indeed, you're very welcome back to Down Your Way. We're here in Ballycommon this week at the Tipperary Flat 23. Jimmy DeMille, who won an award, known all over the country, known all over Tipperary. Jim, you're very welcome to Down Your Way and congratulations on your award tonight.
Thanks very much, Eamon. I didn't expect it. The last thing I expected to get any award, I can tell you that. But I'm happy to get it anyway. It is nice to get recognised for something.
Look at what you have achieved and what you have done for Kyoto's and Irish music.
Yeah, but Eamon, I never thought of it that way, you know. We had the pub there and people came playing music. Everyone came and sang the songs of old, and young people came and replaced them over the years, you know.
Yeah.
And they're following in the tradition. And I see they pick up the songs from the older people.
Yeah, and your family are keeping up the tradition now.
Oh, all the lads are, Eamon. They are.
Big time, yeah.
They're all interested. Arnie is doing a play in London tonight, would you believe? And the girls, three of them, are gone over.
Oh, lovely.
And they're just gone over to support her. Otherwise, they'd be here.
Absolutely. So, yeah, sure, look at it. We were in the mill there a few months ago, and magic as usual.
Well, Eamon, sure, you were a great help to me over the years. You came and you had some great programmes from there and recorded some great singers,
yes.
Iconic singers.
Yeah, it was always a pleasure to go to your place, you know, yeah. There was no question.
Oh, yeah, well, Eamon, you were always welcome, and the fact that your old people were from down the road and the same as myself. We were the same old breed, you know.
Well, that's what it is all about, isn't it?
It is, of course.
Yeah, it is. A little bit of tradition there that was there, you know, before we ever knew old tradition.
Yeah, well, Eamon, I think that's a very important to hand on what you got.
Yeah.
And we got it from the people before us. And we're kind of, what my ambition, or not ambition, any, I don't know, is that a good word to use, would be to try and keep the old tradition, to keep it going from one generation, from the older to the present, and to hand it on to the younger people. Yeah. And Lough Ross made a great speech, didn't he?
Oh, he did, absolutely magic.
Yeah, it was.
There was three people got awards here tonight, particularly yourself, Joan Byrne, and a man that couldn't be here, LB Purcell. LB is in Dublin getting an operation and all the rest. So we want to wish LB every success and congratulations to him as well.
Of course.
He's raised an unbelievable amount of money in the last 10, 20 years.
But you're aiming, look at all the people in their own way who contribute to every organisation and keep the thing going. And you know, down to the grassroots, you'll see in the GAA clubs or anyone, people who go and do the basic work. Yeah. They're very important in any organisation.
And they seem to be forgotten a couple of... Last week when we had GAA go and people didn't have it in their televisions.
Ah, sure, that was a scandal, Eamon.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's the wrong direction the association is going if they're going to continue that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the way I feel about that anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it seems that... Is money the main dictator now?
Well, it looks like it.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be going away from the ethos of the association.
Totally and completely.
Wouldn't it, Eamon?
Absolutely. Well, I think you'll be able to straighten it out. I'll have to straighten it out because people won't put up with that kind of behaviour.
No, people are very dissatisfied. They're talking about it all over the country. And it kind of saddens them greatly to think that the whole thing has come to this. That changes the direction the association goes,
yeah.
Eamon, away from the basic things.
Well, absolutely. Like we were talking here about traditions and music and all of that. Look, we better keep it within the spec that we're in because this is an award-winning night for you, Jim.
Yeah, well, thanks, Eamon.
We're really delighted for you and your family.
Well, Eamon, thank you very much.
You totally deserve it. And that's not just saying that now.
Eamon, I'd never feel that way about anything. I'd be kind of hit and miss about life.
Oh, absolutely. If I got
the award, it's a reflection of all the lovely people that have come into me over the years.
And went home happy is what
The one old thing I always love to see, people come out, going home, out the door, with a smile on their face.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing.
To kind of have enjoyed a good experience, and I noticed it among everyone, young people, and I met loads of them there from Germany and Australia last night, and a big smile on their face, very happy people.
Absolutely. Look at Jim. Listen again, congratulations. It's great to be here.
Thank you, Eamon.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm good.
Are you enjoying the music?
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. We're neighbours of Ned's.
Are you a neighbour of Ned Kelly's?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were involved in Kyoto's here when it started. Okay. That's another neighbour of Ned's there.
Okay, all right, okay. So you're enjoying the massive place here in Ballycommon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
You tell me your name, did you?
Nora Gleeson.
How you doing, Nora?
Yeah.
You didn't win an award earlier, no?
No, I did not.
Okay. your name is?
My name is John Gleeson. I'm her husband.
Yes. Do you play music, do you?
Yeah, I played it years ago. I don't play it now, though.
Okay.
Yeah, well, fingers don't work too good now.
All right, okay. And the lady here, hi, how's you?
How are you?
Mary Kendi.
Mary Kendi, yeah.
Enjoying that whole setup here?
Very good. Great night. Very good.
Lovely awards presented here earlier, wasn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and really deserving.
And a great crowd here.
Absolutely. So, it's a pity Albert Purcell couldn't make it.
He's a great man for the raise money.
Oh, absolutely, one of the best.
Best.
Well,
he's the best.
We want to say definitely good wishes to him tonight and all of that.
That's correct, yes.
Absolutely. Nice to be with us, lads, and every success. How are you doing? Are you enjoying the music?
Absolutely loving it.
When you're at home, what's your name?
I'm Margaret Quinlan from Killay, Templemore.
Oh, absolutely. You own the pub there in Killay?
Yes, that's us, yeah.
And that's your sister, was it, our sister-in-law, Mary? Was it Mary?
With St. Cronin's.
Yeah, St. Cronin's, yeah.
Yeah, for their fundraiser, I was. Terrific night.
That was great too, yeah. So we're taking a call up to Killay one of these days.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome any time.
Every month, is it?
We do. We have the singing circle on the second Monday of every month. But we finish up now for the summer. But we have the Killay Fun Day and Féile Margaret O'Sullivan on the 24th of June. On Sunday, the 24th of June. So you'll be more than welcome to call up. And do a little programme on that, so you would.
Wouldn't it be nice now, wouldn't it? And who's the girl beside you?
Mrs. Christine Fogarty, also from Killay. It's a great night.
We're going to take another break. We're back with the final part of Down Your Way just after these. Indeed, you're very welcome back to the final part of Down Your Way. We're here at Kyoto's 23 here in Ballycommon. Absolutely fantastic occasion for County Tipperary. Mike Murphy is with me. Mike, one of the coordinators of the whole group. How are you doing, Mike?
Very well. Very well this evening. Good night.
Yeah, it's really a successful night in there.
Yes, Eamon. Oh, it's a really good night. Now, a lot, very, very big crowd here tonight, travelling from all over the county to be with us and from beyond. Mm-hmm. A lot of our own members have come back tonight because of the weekend that is in it, up from Cork, down from Dublin, and one or two there from Galway come home for the weekend. So there's a great crowd. And some good music going to get going inside now.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, Ned has a big group going there now, and it's just magic.
It is magic, all right. The In Tune for Life Orchestra that he runs as well, that has a concert each year in St. Mary's of the Rosary here, is well known locally as well. Mm-hmm. There's about 45, 50 young musicians involved in that. Yeah. And outside of that, Ned has his classes and all that of those young musicians. A lot of them are inside there tonight. Yeah. A big crowd.
So your own role in Kyoto's, you've been a member for many years?
Oh yeah, I've been involved in, well, I suppose not as many as some of the people you might have met here tonight now, but I'm involved since 2004-05. Like most people, when your children are a certain age, they get involved in something, and you really have to give a little bit back as well when your children are involved. The problem is they stop going, but you're still involved and you're still there. So I've been with Kyoto's now for doing various roles and jobs for about 20 years at this stage, and thoroughly enjoy it from the point of view of the people you meet, the friends you make, and the opportunities like tonight when you have all this music and all these people around to chat to. It's really good. Great network.
It's really good, and quite a bit of organising in this kind of an event tonight.
There is, but you get the help of people around you, which is good. Like, I mean, if it's like anything, if you give enough, if you're involved enough and you recognise people for what they're doing, and they see that you're doing it not for yourself but for everybody else, then they all get involved.
How did the people of Ballycommon look at this tonight?
Well, it looks great. There's lots of colour here and a lot of Ballycommon people here as well. They feel it brings the village onto the map again. Like, it's a busy spot here with the Thatch. A very popular place for eating and that. But it's well known for its music in the area. Very, very good in Winton Tira Hall. Has set dancing, has music, has Pilates classes, has cards. very, very busy spot, and a good badminton hall beside it as well. So, and a very, very busy primary school as well. So there's always activity up and down through the village.
And of course, you're only a couple of miles out from Nina.
Yeah, we're just outside Nina, which, I mean, it's nice to have the big town on the doorstep, but it's a bit like we are a suburb of Nina, but yet we are very much the village of Ballycommon. And of course, in the parish of Puckon, or in GA circles, better known, obviously, as Killadangan, and we're all very, very, very proud of that here.
Absolutely, the GA, yeah, big time in Killadangan. Yeah, yeah, and of course, I know you give out awards here tonight. We met Joan and we met Jim of the Mill, but Albert wasn't able to make it.
No, Albert wasn't able to make it tonight. Albert has a bad knee or two, and he had an operation last Monday. Glad to say he's doing very, very well, and he would have been here tonight, but I think his wife would have told him, Albert, you can't go outside until you're back on your feet proper, you know? So even though he'd made it if he could.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Character. Oh, he's some character. I mean, as we recognise tonight, he has three things going during the year. Something in the winter with the tractor lights, something in the spring with the Ballycommon ride, which appeals to the cross-country hunters and the people who do look after the foxhounds and all that sort of thing. And then in the summer, we have the concert in St. Mary's of the Rosary come September. And three very, very successful fundraising things that really work very well.
I know if he was here tonight, there'd be a bit of slagging going on and all the rest. He's very good at making sure that I'd be here doing programmes and stuff. But
yeah, I know.
We're trying to get everyone back in him here tonight.
Yeah, well, it's easier to talk about him when he's not here, because as soon as you say a word about him and he's beside you, he'll start to shut you up in that. But you know, he's a character and he's well known. And his approach is fantastic, because people do things for him. Mm. He just asks them and they do it.
Absolutely, that sure is.
Yeah.
Listen, Michael, every success for the next couple of days, and every success here with the festival as well.
Thanks very much, Eamon. Very nice to have you here, and very nice to recognise what's going on in Ballycommon, and also how much Coltis is actually doing here, and the people you've met tonight, I'm sure, reinforce that to you as well.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Thanks, Eamon. Thanks.
Grace is with me, Ned Kelly. How are you doing, Ned?
Eamon.
Ballycommon, famous.
Ballycommon, yeah. We're running the county flares, you know, this weekend in Ballycommon.
Yes, and you're in there, you have about 30 or 40 young lads in there with you. Trained them all at one stage.
Yeah, I was. I suppose while we're still running classes now, I'm not teaching as much myself as I used to be. I have too many other things going on. But we've a big gang in there tonight, and hopefully we'll have a good, successful weekend, you know, and a successful flair.
Yeah, terrific. I know you're born into this business.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, there was a huge love of music in my family, all right. My mum or dad wouldn't have played any music, but there was music in both sides of the family, mm-hmm. back along. So I suppose they would say that from a very young age I had a fierce, keen interest in music. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing since I was maybe 10 or 11 years of age. That's I'm not going to say how many years that is.
No, but we saw you on television only a couple of weeks ago, and you looked as young as ever.
Well, it's true what to say, so don't believe anything you see on television. No, we did. We had the team in Nationwide contacted us to do a piece. I suppose linked in with the Fairman and the music, and myself and Keelan McGrath, who I used to teach years ago. It was a nice piece. They gave us a good bit of time on Nationwide. I suppose they wanted to promote a bit of tradition. Traditional music as well as the bit of agriculture as well, I suppose.
Yeah, lovely place, Ballycommon. I'm just saying it here all night. Just magic.
Well, it is. I mean, and I suppose it's credit to a good few people. We've a great Tidy Towns committee here. You know, we've a great Winter and Interior committee. The hall's up there. It's probably one of the busiest parish halls in the country now, and I don't say that lightly. I mean, not even every night of the week. It's every day of the week there's mm-hmm. something going on. And I suppose the whole centrepiece in the village here is the Thatch Cottage mm-hmm. restaurant and pub. And it's a credit to, I suppose, the manager. manager here is Noreen Kavanagh, and I suppose to all the staff here, JP and Parik and mm-hmm. all the ladies, and I suppose the owner, Tony Dunn, and Tony owns the shop here as well, mm-hmm. and Tony has put so much money into the village over the last few years, and I mean, we really have to take our hat off to people like that. But it is, maybe I'm biased, but it's a great place to live out here.
I was talking to Noreen earlier, she was setting me up with for place for interviews and all the rest, but just a lovely lady, but she wouldn't come on the radio, just so shy.
No, but an unbelievable woman, yeah. I mean, anyone that has been in through the thatch here, be it in the bar, the restaurant, or, you know, the meeting rooms or whatever here, it's unreal. She runs a fantastic show here, and she's always here. I don't think she goes home at all.
Absolutely. Listen, we want to play you out here on the programme, or I play the programme out from, we'll get you to play something in there.
Yeah, we'll
it's
play.
It's a pleasure to be here, and every success for the rest of the week.
Well, Eamon, thanks very much, and listen, thanks to yourself for coming down to help promote the weekend for us. And as I said, look at the man above is looking after us. The forecast isn't too bad for the weekend.
On the other hand, then we're coming to your kitchen maybe later on in the summer or maybe early September, that type of the year.
Yeah, I have to sweep the floor first, but we'll. You're most welcome, Eamon. We'll get to it before the summer is out.
Absolutely, we've promised that to our audience for the past 20 years, and we didn't get there yet.
Well, no, we'll definitely do it this summer. I have quite a few good friends now that. Are willing to come down and share a few stories
and dust the place, the cobwebs. Yeah. It's the only thing I'd be worried about.
It's like the old story. I don't know whether we clean it before you come or when you go home. So, but anyway, we'll give it a dust off at some stage.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and you too, Eamon. Thank you very much.
Jim Casey, we want to say hello to him. How are you, Jim?
Hello, Eamon. How are you?
You're enjoying your night here.
Brilliant, isn't it? Very good. They're a great group around here.
All the way down from South Jordan.
Yeah. We remember they helped us with our flagpole in 2016, and they came and advised us on how to run it and what to do. And since then, we've been very close to them. We would be here nearly every week. So they're a great group here, Ballycommon, Ned Kelly. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
But Jim, look, we're just heading in time. We want to wish you well. Your wife is with you as well. Every success to you guys.
Eamon, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Take care.
Killian McGrath had an accordion in his hand and about 25 musicians. How are you doing, Killian?
Not too bad, yourself.
That's so bad. Good to be here.
It's great, sure. Great turnout, isn't there?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won several awards since I saw you last.
I won a couple, yeah. Sure. I'm a big boy now, as they say.
God, I met you all those years ago. You were only a very young then. Your mammy bringing you to all the shows.
Yeah, well, I got to care of myself now, so.
I'm sure you have. Yeah.
I bring her around sometimes.
That's a big Merc out there, all right. That must be yours.
That's not mine, no. Mine's the big dirty one parked out in the field, so it is.
Look, good to be here. And
it's great, it's great to see all the youngsters playing, so it is. It's great, so it's a great.
So that's our programme for this week. My thanks to all our guests on this week's programme here from Ballycommon. So until next week, have a very good week. Bye-bye.